Okay, we're going to begin. This is the Breathe Visualization 2 relaxation class, and I want you to be sure you're sitting comfortably. Your back should be supported and your legs uncrossed for this exercise. We're going to begin with some 3-5 breathing. This is a basic breathing technique that we practice in the breathing teleclasses as well. We'll go over it briefly here tonight. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. And we're going to spend most of today's session on a visualization technique that you can use to stimulate your own nervous system's relaxation response. But we'll start with some breathing just to initially calm ourselves and begin to draw our attention inward. So out of what's been happening in the day and the concerns and worries of our lives, and inward into our own bodies and our own systems where we can center and calm down. Studies show that you can reduce migraine frequency and severity from 40 to 70% by regular relaxation practice. And what regular relaxation practice means is generally 20 minutes to an hour, 4 or 5 times a week over an extended period of time. So these are techniques that you can use on a regular basis, and you can use the recording of today's session to practice these techniques again. So we'll start with the breathing. One deep breathing practice is to breathe in deeply to a count of 3, and then breathe out completely to a count of 5. When we breathe in, I want you to think about breathing from your abdomen, not from your chest. So breathe in and allow your abdomen to expand and fill with air. And breathe out and gently push your abdomen in to expel the air. And we're going to breathe in, 1, 2, 3. Breathe out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Don't have to force the air out or feel like you need to completely empty your lungs. Just breathe in gently for a count of 3. 1, 2, 3. And out for a gentle count of 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Breathe in through your nose if you can. 1, 2, 3. And out through your nose or mouth, whatever is comfortable. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And again, let your belly gently inflate and fill with air as you breathe in. And as you breathe out, gently pull your abdominal muscles in to help push the air out. If you're well supported in your chair, you should be able to feel your lower back pressing slightly into the chair when you breathe out and when you breathe in. So just feel a little movement, a little rolling in your lower back as you breathe in and out. Let's just take a few more breaths. Slow breaths. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And please continue to practice the breathing And do your best to maintain that kind of pace as I speak. Don't worry about getting it perfect. Just continue to take slow, gentle, full breaths as I speak. And as you breathe, you want to consciously let go of stress and tension you may be holding in your body. So while you breathe, just notice anywhere in your body that there is stress. Notice if there are points of tension, places where you're holding with your muscles. And think about releasing those. Feel them loosening as you exhale. I want to speak for a moment about visualization. Some people are more visual than others in the way they think and process information. And some people grow worried when they hear the term visualization because they don't think of themselves as visual. When I talk about visualization, I'm referring to the kind of mental picture you form when you hear a story read aloud or the pictures you see in your mind when you're dreaming. These are more or less clear and more or less visual for different people. Don't worry about it. Just follow along in the exercise. I will be asking you to imagine certain things. So however that shows up for you, whether you really see it as a clear visual picture or whether you just have a sort of an imagining of it, there's no right or wrong about it. Whatever shows up is fine. Just be open and accept what comes to you. Please continue to breathe. As you breathe in, imagine that you're breathing in peace and tranquility. As you breathe out, imagine that you're breathing out pain, agitation, stress, and discomfort. And now, I want you to imagine as you breathe that you have a lined sheet of paper in front of you and a pen in your hand. With each inhalation, write your name on the paper. Just do this in your mind. Don't actually move your hand. And in another column next to your name, I want you to write relax as you exhale. So keep your arms relaxed and still and imagine that you have a pen in your mind and are writing. So I would write Megan as I inhale and relax as I exhale. Megan, next to that, relax. Inhale, Megan. Exhale, relax. You can write Cheryl, relax. Cheryl, relax. If you find it difficult to concentrate on both the breathing and the imaginary writing, just stop writing for a few breaths and concentrate on your breathing again. If you ever find your mind wandering here, just say, oh well, to yourself. It doesn't matter. This is not something to perfect or worry about. It's only something to practice. Gently bring your attention back when you're ready to writing your name and relax. Picture your own handwriting telling yourself to relax. And you should begin to see on the paper a column of your name going down the paper and next to it a column saying relax going down the paper. Two long columns of words on the paper. And as they grow longer, you should feel yourself relaxing more and more. And as you feel yourself relaxing, and see those columns growing. After a bit, you can change what you're writing and right deeper on both sides. So deeper as you inhale and deeper as you exhale. Deeper, 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 deeper. Now as you breathe, I want you to imagine that you're in the sky, sitting in a cloud. With each exhalation, you can still hear the word deeper in your mind. And as you say that word, you gently float down from the cloud towards the earth. You're floating. You're completely supported and safe and comfortable, and you have no fear. You can see as you float down and the cloud parts around you, the place that you're going to land. It's a beautiful, natural place. It may be a forest clearing, or a beach, or a mountaintop, a meadow. This is your place. There is no one else there. Look at it as you float down from the sky. Get to know it. What does it look like? Are there tall trees whose upper branches reach to welcome you? Are there soft, warm breezes which caress you as you descend? This is a safe, peaceful, and beautiful place. With each breath that you exhale, you will descend gently until you're sitting on the ground. Feel the ground under you. It may be warm sand, cool pine needles, smooth rock. Spend a few breaths just experiencing this place. Look around you. What can you see? Are there views to admire? Places to explore? Now, as you sit on the ground in that place, notice your body. Is there pain in your body? As you breathe, find the pain in your body and let it drain into the ground, into the soil of that place, into the rock or the sand. If there's pain in your head, imagine it melting and trickling down and going down into the ground of that place. You can stand up and look around you. Look for a stick or a shell, something you can use to write in the dirt or the sand. If you have pain now, or you have pain other times that you experience, write it on the ground or in the sand. If there's rock, you may need to find a brook or a pool, something wet, so you can write on the rock. Maybe you have sand or dirt and you can scratch it in the sand or the dirt, but find something you can use to write, and write pain or migraine or my head pain. Or you might write your name, like I would write Megan's pain, or something else more specific. Write some words on the ground about your pain, and then stand and let the wind or the waves if you're on the beach, slowly sweep those words away. And then, if you like, you can do it again. You can write it again and let the natural forces of that place sweep or blow or wash the words away and wash the pain away. You can do this as long as you like or as long as you need to. Write in the soil or the sand and watch the wind and water carry your words away. Or if there's a river or a brook or an ocean, you might take a small piece of wood and hold it and say, "This is my pain," and throw it into the water and watch it get carried away. I want you to know that this is a place you can come to in your mind anytime that you feel pain. And you can have your pain carried away. As you stand in your peaceful, natural place, notice if there's anyone with you. You may feel another presence with you. You may look over your shoulder. There may be some kind of a presence, perhaps an animal observing you, keeping watch over you. Look and see. Any presence in that place is your companion. Reach out a hand and let the animal come to you. What do you have to say to that animal? Do you have any questions for the animal? Ask it what it would like to tell you, what it wants you to know. The animal can show you everything that this place can provide for you. Is there something you've been needing to say, to tell to someone that you've not said? You can tell it to your guide. Spend a few minutes with your guide. See if there's anything that you need to tell, anything that you need to ask. Know that you can return to this place at any time and that your guide will be waiting here for you. You can use the 3-5 breathing anytime and anywhere. And if you use it 3 times a day for 10 minutes, you will find yourself calming down overall. Right now, we are going to begin to pull back out of your special place. And you can do that just by beginning to bring your awareness back into your body as you sit in your chair. Become aware of your toes in your shoes and what your feet feel like sitting on the floor, and what your legs feel like pressed against the chair and your back. And begin to move gently in your seat. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and come back into yourself in your room, in your home. And remember that you can return to this place anytime you need to. And if you would like to use the recording of this session to help you go to sleep at night. I find if I do this lying down, I'm quite likely to go to sleep. That's why we do it sitting in a chair when we practice. I'm going to stop the recording now, and if you would like to stay on and let me know how you feel and how the technique was for you, I'd be happy to talk after I end the recording. So hold on.